Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte. Hello, and welcome. This is Laura O'Brien from the Irish Pagan School. I am an Irish 3 and I teach and educate about the OAM, which is what we're here to talk about today. So a question that I often receive is, who invented OAM and how was it created and where did it come from and how old is it and all that good stuff? There is no answer to this, unfortunately. So, you know, let's just get that out of our system right away. There's no clear or definitive answer, but there's a lot of theories. And so I want to just go with the theory that actually makes the most sense to me currently, given my decades-long relationship with the OAM and the research work that I have done. So the scholars' opinions are very much divided, but you'll get everything from it was around 600 BCE before Common Era, and it was out in Greece somewhere. It's based on the Greek alphabet, and there's other theories where it started as a tally system for just for counting and for markets and things like that, and then kind of traveled and ended up in Ireland. And there's theories that it is much later, that it is specifically based on Latin. So there's theories that it's based on Norse runes, and just there's a lot, and there's a lot, and there's little bits and pieces of evidence for all of it. But what makes the most sense to me is a theory that I believe Damien McManus would be a proponent of, and that is that OAM was invented by the first Christian communities in Ireland as a way of expressing primitive Irish. And this makes sense to me because primitive Irish would have been around in definitely in like 300s, 400s Common Era, when the first Christian communities were being established here in Ireland, even maybe 200s. That's a stretch, maybe. But we definitely know from the 300s there was Christian activity starting up in Ireland. And the early Christian communities would have been very monastic, I suppose, very like often solo individual, almost hermit monastic lifestyle, or very small community lifestyle in various locations around Ireland. And we still have the archaeology which supports this. I suppose the most famous one would be on Skellig Mhíle or Skellig Michael, which is a very, very rocky island which recently came to fame in the Star Wars movies, where the beehive huts were filmed there as a retreat where, yeah, anyway. So all of that being said, there are a lot of those little settlements and developments that we still know existed around Ireland. And the Latin alphabet that these early Christian monks would have been familiar with didn't have the same sound values to express the primitive Irish that they were either learning if they came from outside the island or dealing with when they were relating to local native population. So that is the theory that makes sense to me with regards to the academics. But I'm not sure that I'm not 100% sure, even at that, I'm not 100% sure that that actually started with the Christians. I think that there may have been an older, it's very difficult to date the primitive Irish stone inscriptions that we have, apart from dating that language. Theoretically, at least that could predate the 300s Common Era or AD in Ireland. So what I wanted to do actually in this video was have a look at the mythology about this. So we're going to go to Oricept na Negus, which is the scholar's primer or the handbook of the learned. And this one here is Calder's version. And by the way, I have an OAM playlist here on the channel, which you might like. And we'll show you me going around to various Ulm stones in Ireland, and you can get a sense of where these Ulm inscriptions would have survived and how they would have survived. And there's various other bits and pieces, such as how to write Ulm. And on the Irish Pagan School, we do have a free Three Truths About Ulm class. So you can go and check out the irishpaganschool.com, and all the links will be below for this. Okay. So Arkhebhn an Agus is the scholar's primer, being the text of the Ulm tract from the Book of Ballymote and the Yellow Book of Lecan, and the text of the Trefocal from the Book of Leinster. And this is George Calder's compilation of various manuscript sources, as you can see, from 1859 to 1941. And what I wanted to do was just read what people were being taught about the Ulm when they learnt it in medieval times. So from these books, range from early medieval to late medieval. So they are much later maybe than the original Ulm that we've just been talking about, and certainly much later than the Ulm's actual invention. So, but they do give an insight into what was being taught about who invented the Ulm. So what it says is, Ulm, what are the place, time, person, and cause of the invention of the Ulm? Not hard. Its place, Hibernia Insula, quam nos Scoti habitamus. Now, please forgive my Latin pronunciation. I do not speak Latin. In the time of Bres, son of Elatha, king of Ireland, it was invented. So, sorry, Hibernia Insula, that would be, I'm presuming that's a reference to the island of Ireland and how it was named in fancy terms. So, in the time of Bres, son of Elatha, king of Ireland, it was invented. Its person, Olma, son of Elatha, son of Delbeth, brother to Bres, for Bres, Olma and Delbeth are the three sons of Elatha, son of Delbeth there. Now Olma, a man well skilled in speech and in poetry, invented the Ulm. The cause of its invention, as a proof of his ingenuity, and that this speech should belong to the learned apart, to the exclusion of rustics and herdsmen. Now, I don't agree with that. But whence the Ulm got its name according to sound and matter, who are the father and the mother of the Ulm? What is the first name that is written by Ulm? In what letter it was written? The reason why it was written? By whom it was written? And why B precedes every letter? Hic uluntur omnia. Ulm from Ulma, suo inventore primo, in respect to its sound, quidem, according to matter. However, Ulm is og Ulm, perfect alliteration, which the poets applied to poetry by means of it, for by letters of Gaelic is measured by the poets. The father of Ulm is Ulma, the mother of Ulm is the hand or knife of Ulma. Now, I'm going to just leave it there because the reason that I wanted to read this out, and this is, like I said, from Arkhebhn an Agus, which is the scholar's primer. And I will leave a link to this, the Handbook of the Learned, as I believe it's translated elsewhere within this text. There's a lot in here, in fairness. We might come back if you want to see more like this and just have a little look through. It's a little bit overwhelming when you look through this source material at first. So I don't want to give too much. I don't want to overwhelm you, really, is what's going on here. But that idea of sound and matter being the father and the mother of the Ulm is something that has really struck me for a very long time, and the father of the Ulm being Ulma and the mother being the knife, so literally the carving or the creation of it. And it is a knife rather than a pen, so the carving was an important factor there as well. And I believe in our own quest for relationship with the Ulm, regardless of what the scholars say, that we should be taking what information we have, whether poetical or even fanciful, maybe, depending on your point of view, it is all part of what has formed the spirit of Om to this day. And that is something that we can now relate to and form and build relationship with. So I do teach a lot about this in the, well, there's a little bit about it in the Three Truths About Om. There is an introduction to Om at the Irish Pagan School, and there is an Om divination class at the Irish Pagan School as well. So definitely go and check that out if you're interested. And I also do a 6-month Om Journeys intensive, where we do weekly guided journeys to visit and meet and again build and form relationships with the spirit of the Om itself, and also with each individual fee is the letter, feather is the plural. So there's a lot to it and there's a lot going on, but I figure if I can give you some little bite-sized pieces of authentic information that if you try and connect to the authentic source material, that you're not going to be maybe overwhelmed by it. So if you want more like this, pop a comment below. Hopefully we'll see you at the Irish Pagan School for the free or the paid courses. If you're on our mailing list, then around October every year, you're going to start getting notices. Late September, early October, we start the annual program in October at Samhain every single year. So it's only once a year. And it is an intensive study of the Om. So definitely if you want to just jump in feet first, that is something to prepare for, save up for, make sure that you're on the mailing list and you're getting the notifications for. Okay. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Sláinte fóill, and we will see you next time.